Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Stacey Oren and Chip Wood from Avalon HR.
Good morning.
Welcome
back. Good morning.
So what is new since last time we spoke?
Well, I got back from the mountains.
How was your trip?
It was great. I was up in, we were up in Ellijay, Georgia, which is about, it's about 55 miles north, just slightly northwest of Atlanta. And daytime highs were in the mid 70s, and at night it was in the upper 50s.
Oh, nice.
It was just very pleasant, very pleasant.
Get a little fishing in, hunting.
No.
Okay. Hiking.
But we did hit nine wineries.
Swimming. Okay.
There we go.
Wineries.
There was
one thing I missed.
Yeah, there was some madness there, but that's all right. That's why you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that in the HR world, we are coming up on end of the year stuff. So what do businesses need to be thinking about and employees?
I'm having a very hard time wrapping around my head that next week will be November. That's just something that does not work with me at all. But there's a lot to, as we come to year end, this is the time I start harping on people to please, no matter who you work for, us, someone else, make sure we have your correct address. Make sure we know where to reach you. There's a lot of information that goes out this time of year, and we need to make sure that we get it to you.
And there's a lot of people that, quite frankly, they change jobs throughout the year, three or four times. And
they may move three to four times throughout the year as well.
And when they move, they don't give a forwarding address, and they expect the mail fairies to just understand where they moved to. So, therefore, they call us in January want to know, what happened to my W-2? And they say, well, have you moved? Well, yes, we have. Well, did you give a change of address? Didn't think about that. Okay, well, that's where your W-2
is. Let's start there.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing about Avalon is one of the things we do offer to help prevent that is our 24-hour-a-day portal. 24/7, 365. We have a portal available for employees past and present, where you can always retrieve your W-2. Now, if you did not sign off for any reason on the electronic consent, then yes, we'll be mailing you one, and we have to know where to find you. But those W-2s will populate in that portal first before they ever even have a chance to be mailed. So, like, the second they're uploaded, we send out a notice, hey, your W-2s are in the portal. You can get them right then and there. You don't have to worry about the mail delivery, the mail losing it. If you need another copy, if you need 50 copies, it's there in your portal. You can just print it off as you need it.
Mail it to relatives.
Pass it, right. And mail it out as, part of your Christmas card. Look what I did last year.
Yep.
You can also get past pay stubs there. In the middle of the night, if you want to apply for a loan at, 2 a.m., you can pull your paychecks out of there. You don't have to wait on the office to open to do so. And that's, even when you leave our client's employment, that portal is still available to you. If you've, worked for your job site for 4 years, then you've got 4 years of W-2 stored in that portal for you at any time that you need them. You just pull them out, get them, you got it. You can update your address in that portal at any time. Tax withholdings. If you're one of those people who October means something to you in withholding land, you need to remember to change that back at the first of the year. A lot of people, once they've met where they need to be in paying taxes, they go in and change their withholdings to have extra money through the holidays, the last couple months of the year, and then change it back in January. You can change that at any time. You don't have to wait on a manager at your job site. You don't have to wait on our office to open. You can just go in and say, hey, I need to update my tax withholdings. You can do it, and you're done. So that's a very handy thing that, would, for a smaller business, that would cost a whole lot for you to provide on your own. But it's just all part of the package when you come to Avalon. And Chip in the sales can tell you a little bit more why about the first of the year is a great time. If you're looking to move or you're unhappy where you're at or just even jump into a payroll PEO for the first time ever, why the first of the year is such a good time to do that.
Well, there's some important things that happen at the first of the year. Your state unemployment, your SUTA rates start all over again, as well as your FUTA rates. All of these things start over. So if you were to change payroll companies, we'll say today, which if it's a new company, that's fine. We understand that. I would recommend waiting to the first of the year. Everything is on an even Now you're at the first of the year, so you've got the first quarter, second quarter. Everything is all timely, well done. If you're a new business, it doesn't matter. You can start tomorrow. I mean, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we can negotiate those suitor rates out, and we can kind of see what the situation is. But that means that any time – Florida has a threshold of $7,000. So the first $7,000 of your wages are subject to state unemployment and federal unemployment. Well, after you reach the $7,000, then the employer doesn't have to pay that anymore. So if you were to change today, that starts all over.
Mm.
So you don't want to start all over in November and December.
Yeah.
Because right now you don't pay it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, sometimes we can take a look at it and see what we can do to help you out with that. But for the most part, the first of the year is a very, very good time to, if you're looking at changing payroll companies, or if you're looking to benefits even, although our benefits aren't a January 1, but it's a good time to start looking at everything that you want to do,
mm-hmm.
and especially if you want to change payroll.
Stacey Warren and Chip Wood, our guests from Avalon HR, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for them. So you obviously help businesses with their HR needs so they can focus on growing their business.
Absolutely.
So talk to me a little bit about some of those benefits that you bring along in terms of helping businesses.
Well, we can bring you in under our master health plan and offer health insurance to your employees. We're looking at some options right now that would be, they're not quite, it's not health insurance, but some alternatives for people who can't afford the health insurance options that are out there either through their employer or through the marketplace. We're looking at some alternatives to that. We can bring you in, we have group rates on Aflac products, your worksite products, that you're not going to get if you go into any broker and say, hey, I just need an Aflac policy. Well, I guarantee we can beat that rate on what you're getting because of the volume of people that we have on our plan. You know, that's one of the big things.
Safety
and numbers, right. And we've got the numbers to cover their concerns. And therefore, we get some proprietary pricing that you can't get on your own. And even being able to offer things like dental and vision and those worksite products to your employees can go a long way in retention or just a little extra value added to the employment package. We can bring you into our 401k plan. And when we bring companies into our master 401k plan, they don't have to pay the typical, $5,000 to $2,000 fee to get it established. We take care of the file feed and transmitting your payroll, transmitting the uploads. And typically a file feed can cost you anywhere. They start about $4,000 on up, just depending on the complexity. But we've already got that built in. You're just coming into a model that we've already established and paid for and we have going. And we fortunately have the leverage just to plug you into a slot on that train, if you will. Like, we've already got the train running. It's going. It's doing what it needs to do. And we can just add you as a car onto that train. We can just bring you along. And without the fees and the headaches and the hassles as an individual employer that you would have to go through. Right now, we're going through testing for last year's 401k plan. And we take care of all the testing. The only thing we ask for our worksite, they get an email saying, hey, just confirm your ownership. Confirm a few things about your business, and then we take care of the rest. Like, we, if it comes back and says, hey, for any reason your plan failed testing, if you have a lot of owners on a plan, it can fail testing if it looks like they're benefiting more greatly than the employees, just for an example. Then we would get with you and say, hey, you failed your testing because, of your 10 employees, 4 of you are owners, or maybe 5 or 6 of you are family members, and it happens quite frequently. We need to adjust the withholdings for these people to make sure next year you don't fail. And we work with you and do all that. It's not something you have to figure out on your own. You don't have some company just call and say, you failed your 401k testing, fix it, and not having any idea what to do. We'll walk you through that. You get our HR services if you have a difficult employment situation, if you need to fire someone and you just don't want to. Like, hey, this is a friend of mine, that I had worked for me, but it's not working out, and I'm not comfortable letting them know that this is over. That's where I come in. I'll have that conversation, do what we need to do to sever that relationship. So, it's not just we process paychecks for you. We can help you navigate labor laws. We have an attorney on staff. I had to contact the other day for a client because this was a very complex situation. We wanted to change pay of a outside commissioned salesperson. And, you know, we were just wanting to make sure that we were compliant with Florida's recent minimum wage increase. How that works, you know, if their commission is truly averaged out enough to make up that difference. And but our first stumbling block was this. We come to find out once we start this process, this person did not meet the definition under fair labor standards for an outside salesperson. That's what they were called, but by federal standards, they did not meet the criteria. So we had to adjust their pay. Like, there were several things that happened, and we go through that with you. You actually get a partner for your HR needs and any benefits needs and things like that, safety needs. And Chip, you know, develops our safety programs, and he can provide businesses with toolbox topics for safety meetings to help you be work comp compliant and just have a safer, more engaged workforce.
And oh, are they fun?
They can be. I mean, no,
well, they are. They are. We try to make it that way.
Yeah, it's not the brightest spot, you know, and nobody loves training typically, but.
Well, it's a very important part of what we do, because when we take a company and start helping them out with their payroll and their HR matters and safety concerns, we take a look at the whole picture. And that way, if we can make sure that they are safety minded, then that keeps everybody's costs down, including ours.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're covering a whole lot of people under our workers' comp policies.
Stacey Orne and Chip Wood from Avalon HR, our guest, 850-437-1620. And we do have a question from Michael on the text line.
Sure.
Are you able to set up allotments?
Yes.
Allotments?
Well, I mean, what is that? Well,
that's the question.
Yes, so. Yes, we can, because recently we did one for a synagogue that we did that they have allotments for
housing. Assuming that's what the question is.
Assuming that's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
There's several definitions of allotments. So okay. If we could get a little bit clearer definition of that, we could
but
drill
typically,
down a little
yes.
Bit more.
I mean, we can handle things like our system is set up. It's, I call it smart payroll system. There's certain things by law that are taxable or non-taxable, like per diem, okay? Most times, per diem is non-taxable for 1 year, the first year at a job site, but then it becomes taxable income. Reimbursements are never taxable. Like if, you know, Chip buys a cake for the office and we reimburse Chip for that cake, well, that cake's not, that price, that cake isn't subject to income tax. And our system has built-in parameters where there's some things you can decide and there's others, it's just like a hard no. So when it comes to reimbursements, per diem, housing allowance, medical stipends, and things like that, our system knows how to treat that. When we say this is what it is, it's going to make sure that that tax liability is appropriate. Because we are an IRS-certified PEO, those tax liability issues like that get reviewed quarterly by our tax department. And I love our tax department, but at the end of each quarter, I hate our tax department because they literally – they're like, okay, Chip's Social Security and federal withholding don't match for the income and the deductions. And there's certain rules in there. Like, as a business owner, the IRS says you are not entitled to Section 125 benefits, which are pre-tax benefits.
This is a big miss. Not to interrupt you, Stacey, but that is one of the most misunderstood rules that there is. Now,
Yes, it is.
Because the owner of the business cannot take these 125s.
Mm.
Yes, they must forfeit them. They can take the cost of the coverage as a benefit to the business at the end of the year, but they cannot personally receive a pre-tax benefit as a regular employee would. Okay? So our tax department every quarter goes through these and make sure they balance out with all of our business owners, with everybody, to make sure that we are compliant. And like I said, I love those folks, but every quarter I hate those folks because we have to sit down and figure out exactly, you know, what it was, how that is, if they are properly a business owner. And that even extends to family members. Like if you're a family member of the owner and you're on payroll, you have to forfeit your pre-tax benefits as well.
Michael did send a follow-up here. So after-tax dollars allotted to different child savings accounts.
Okay. If you want that to come out of your payroll and go to a child savings account, absolutely. Okay. We, as long as, if it's a banking institution, that's really easy. Like you can add that in yourself. If it's something with like an investment firm, let's just say, I mean, Valak, Corbridge. I'm not trying to exclude anybody or give love to anybody in particular. Those are just ones that popped into my mind. We could, if there's a way, we could mail them the funds, but we can't establish, you know, I just mentioned those file transfers start at $4,000, okay? We can't do a file transfer for one employee for one child savings account. All right, that would just not be, you know, financially feasible. If it is a group, you know, that says, hey, we have, you know, 40 employees, they all contribute to this child savings account investment, whatever, then we would definitely look at that and be, all right, let's see what we can work with and get this set up for you. But yes, you know, as far as we have a client that we pay their union dues for them, we deduct and then we handle their union due payments. Child support, we take care of all that. Garnishments for IRS or any other judgments, we take care of all of that end. We do offer our own flexible spending and child care accounts. As far as that goes, we do have an offering for those. So there's definitely options, Michael. There, you know, whatever it is, without having all the specifics, I'm sure that we could work out a solution that would work. You know, if it's not the file feed option, there's mail options. There's different ways to tackle it.
Mm-hmm. I know that one of the areas that Avalon helps with is workers' comp. That can cost businesses a lot of time and money.
Right.
And that's something that you guys can take on and kind of navigate for
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. That's kind of one of my main things that I do is I vet the company to make sure that their previous workers' comp, they didn't have many claims, or at least we can look at the claims and see what they did have. And maybe they weren't, you know, so bad that we can't bring them onto our policy. But we take a look at all of that. We take a look at your last 3 years of loss information and make sure that you're having good safety practices. And that way I can then come in and I can say, well, okay, you guys have had a few losses, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to institute, under our program, we're going to put in some safety, you know, policies for you. And I've done this in the past. I'll call in a real safety expert company and have them go in and do a complete class for people in the business. And then they must pass a test. But a lot of it has to do with, like, forklift training. People that are driving things around the office and things of that nature or in the warehouse. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that everybody is certified. There has to be a one person that is certified operator on the premise at all times. So we can make that happen also.
You also stay on top of employment laws too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Stacy and our corporate attorney, they're on a first name basis.
We friends. Like, we're good friends. We do, you know, because it's always telling somebody yesterday, you know, this outside sales commission thing is not my strong suit. Okay. It's just not something that my background, you know, when I came up in the HR world, I wasn't working in a sales commission pay environment. And there's a lot of different rules to that. I mean, it's handled completely different. And anytime there's so many things to know. And, you know, my degrees, I have a degree in public affairs and I have a degree in HR, but there are still times where I have to phone a friend and I won't hesitate to say, hey, you know what, let me double check on that, because there's so many scenarios. They change constantly. My favorite was great example, during COVID, I'm literally on the phone with the client explaining something to them, how the tax credits are working, when we got, it was like an emergency email blast that all of a sudden that law changed. Like, in the course of me having this conversation, I'm like, well, take back everything I just said and let's start over, because apparently they just changed that. We do keep up with those. We do have those affiliations with SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management, that we draw from as a resource. We are a member of NAPEO, the National Association of PEOs, FAPEO, the Florida Association of PEOs. And these memberships are not inexpensive, okay? But they allow us to utilize resources that most business owners wouldn't have, couldn't have, or couldn't afford.
Yeah, if I was to ask you, what are the labor laws in Iowa?
No idea.
Which is different than California? Mm-hmm. What are the labor laws in California? Well, in California, you have to contribute to disability. You have to do this. You have to do that.
It's totally different.
It's totally different. But we have to stay up with all that. And so, you know, the bottom line really is, and it's a phrase that I coined a long time ago, we do all the stuff that you don't want to do, because we have to be knowledgeable on each one of these people, states, and what happens in those states. What's the minimum wage in that state? What is the minimum wage in Florida? Everybody says, well, heck, you guys may. I mean, a good example that Stacy and I talk about is if you're a cocktail waitress, we'll say, or a server in Alabama, you're making $2.13 an hour. Just cross the Lillian Bridge, and now you're $9.95 an hour.
Yeah,
big difference.
It's ridiculous. Oh, yeah. It is ridiculous. And that, the other thing, too, that's something that comes up often. There's something. Our week this week has been filled with people living in other states and working in another state. You would not believe the headache and nightmare that can cause from a tax standpoint. We, you know, Florida and Alabama is a good example. Alabama has a state income tax. Florida does not. You live in Alabama, you work in Florida. What are you doing? So we figure all that out. There are certain states that have reciprocal understandings between them. Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri is a good example. You can, because I think one of those states has state income tax. I'm obviously not in the tax department, so nobody come at me. That's why we have a tax department. That's what they do. But, you know, figuring out when you live in one state and work in another, your tax issues and how that's to be handled.
Mm-hmm.
That can be our problem, not yours, because it's not a fun problem.
Yeah, and without getting too political, I know that in some states there are voting rights laws basically that apply to employers, right?
Yes, they must be given time off to vote, California being one. And there's several others that, yes, you have to allow the employees off time off to go vote. And you know what? If you're, again, not, you know, I don't care who you vote for, but if you're an employer that can allow your employees that time, do so. You know, I take my son, I have an 11-year-old, and I take him with me to vote every year. Because I want him to see the process. I want, not every year, but when we, every time we vote, you know, we go and vote because I want him to see the process. I want him to understand the process. And, you know, it is a privilege that we have to be able to vote. And, you know, if you can allow your employees the time to do that, because, you know, some employees will be like, I don't care. But others, you know, it's really important to them. And, you know, allow them to take that time if you can.
Yep.
Because it can be important, and we talked a lot. We this came up before. Different states are the reason that lawsuits often get filed in the state of Texas. You know, we had this the exempt salary change. The reason that was contested in the state of Texas is because Texas is notoriously known. Their judges are notoriously known to favor the employer, not the employee. So that's why when you have these lawsuits contesting things related to labor laws and things like that, they're typically filed in Texas because their court system typically favors the employer more than the employee.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see that. So it's different, even different states where these lawsuits are filed and how they're ultimately read and things like that. The non-compete clause was a perfect one. They had proposed banning, the Federal Trade Commission wanted to banish all non-compete agreements. Well, that was filed in the state of Texas, and Texas actually overruled that one, not based on the fact that they didn't feel that it was legal. They felt it was an overstep of the organization that filed. You know, they said the Federal Trade Commission didn't have the authority to step into that work.
One of the
work box.
One of the things that I try to tell business owners is there's no way that you can understand or have the time to know all of this information.
And that's why you need Avalon.
That's why you need Avalon.
Absolutely.
Because that's what we do. And that's why I say we do all the stuff you don't even think about doing.
Yeah. We have about 45 seconds left. What size businesses do you work with? Small, large, all?
2 to 2,000.
Yeah, 2 to 2,000. We don't care. I mean, it's a lot of PEOs have restrictions from their workers' comp carrier on how many people they can bring on. Mm-hmm. Most of them are about a minimum of 5. We don't have that. Just give me a call. I'll be more than happy to talk to you, and we'll walk you through it.
How do people get a hold of you?
850-475-1555.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.